Our story focuses on a sage named Rabbi Akiva and his encounter with someone who was stingy on one end and generous on the other, as we will see. Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Gerim. Till the age of 40, he didn't know anything about Torah. It was only in his second marriage to Rachel that he started learning Torah together with his son, Rabbi Yeshua, from his first marriage, son from the first marriage, Rabbi Yeshua. He was married at least three times in his lifetime, and he was fervent in his service of Hashem, be it the 24 years he left his house to learn Torah, be it the way he would daven privately, where he'd shuckle so much in davening that the Talmud says you'd see him starting to daven at one end of the room, and from all his shuckling he'd end up in another end of the room. Or the way he was focused on fighting the Romans, he had his students join the revolt of Bar Kokhba. Or his focus on helping other people. Rabbi Akiva is the one that taught us that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, helping out the sick, is so important, it's like keeping them alive. So our story is about Rabbi Akiva, who went with one of the rabbis to collect tzedakah for impoverished students. And they came to one city where, as they enter the city, they stand before the home of one of the philanthropists, one of the wealthy people of the city, whose name was Bar Buchin. And as they went to knock on the door, they overheard the following conversation. The son asked the father, "What should I buy in the market today for lunch?" And the father says, "Get it. The chief vegetable named Olashin. And the son asks, "Should I get those that are fine quality, that are one pack for money, or should I get the poorer quality, that are two packs for a money?" And he said, "No, get those that are a little weathered, get the cheap ones, get the two packs for money." And when they heard this, they said to one another, "What are we going into this guy for? He's not even willing to buy fresh vegetables for lunch for his son. What's the point in going into him?" So they did an about face and went collecting around the city. And they figured before they leave the city, they'll drop by him on their way out. So they finish going around the city and they come back to his house and they find him in his yard and he's working. They greeted him with peace. And they encouraged him, "Come join in the great mitzvah, help the poor students." And they thought that such a stingy man would give him maybe a few cheap coins. He said, he greeted them warmly, and he said, "Look, I'm busy now, but go into the house and tell my wife to give you a big pitcher to fill with gold dinars." So they were very surprised, but okay, the man says they do. They go into the house and they say, "Your husband asked that we should ask you for a big pitcher so that you could fill it with dinars of gold for charity." And the woman didn't seem the least surprised. She said, "Which size pitcher did he tell you? Did he tell you to fill the pitcher to the top or over the top?" And they said, "He didn't specify whether you should fill it over the top with a heaping, fill it heaping or till the top." So she wondered and she said, "You know what? I'll give you a heaping portion." And she said, "You know, I have my own bank account. So if he didn't mean to give you the heaping portion, then the part that's over the top is mine. I'll take it off of my account." So she fills this pitcher with gold and she gives them the charity. Now when Rabbi Akiva and his friend left the house, they went over to Bar Buchin, who was still busy in the yard, and they blessed him. And they said, "Hashem should fill your whatever you're missing." And he said, "Did my wife give you a heaping load or did she just give you till the top filled with gold?" So they said, "Well, we said that you didn't tell us which way you meant. And she said she specifically wants to give a heaping portion so that," and she said, "if you don't agree, then that's coming off of her account." So Bar Buchin smiled happily. He said, "What a wise wife. I meant to give you a heaping amount. But tell me, rabbis, why did you come to me last? So the rabbi said, we came this morning, we heard you talking to your son, and we heard you telling him to buy the cheapest vegetables in the shuk. You know, you're telling him to get the cheapest weathered vegetables. We thought you wouldn't want to give too much charity. So Baruch Buchan smiled and he said, look, I can be stingy when it comes to spending for me and my family. We don't need to eat expensive food. The cheap vegetables are just as good for us. I could be healthy if I eat cheap food. But the mitzvot, there I can't be stingy. So that's why when it comes to mitzvot, that's why he filled their pitcher with gold. Rabbi Akiva and his friend blessed him and went their way. And here we see, very often it goes the other way around. People make the decision the other way. If God has blessed them, so they have a mansion. But when it comes to donating, they don't donate mansions. And the truth is that it's all in our perspective. There's the famous story of the Chafetz Chaim, that a person came to him and said, I'm living in a simple home. He asked him, why are you living here? So he asked the visitor, tell me, where's your bed? The visitor said, I'm traveling. I don't take a bed with me. Tell me, where's your chair? I'm traveling. I don't take a chair with me. So Chafetz Chaim said, yeah, I'm also traveling in this world. I'm traveling. I don't need the expensive things. It's perspective. It's perspective. Chazal say, the halacha requires us to give certain honor to a person who has wealth, because we say God has given him responsibility when God has given him that wealth. So we recognize that God has given him responsibility and we give him the respect. Now the question is, what does he do with it?